This is Defeating the Curse. We are back. Nationals start their season tomorrow in D.C. I think we are all ready for this. We've all been semi-patiently waiting, maybe some of us more than others. But the season is upon us, gents, and we have a lot to discuss here. So let's just get right to it. What's going to happen this year? How far do the Nats go, Steve?
Being your resident Nats expert, but before I jump into that, I just want to clear the air. Last podcast, I was not here. I do not have a drinking problem, as was accused to me by these other guys. A little under the weather, getting ready for opening day. But, yeah, let's get right into it. Hey, I'll be in section 135, row R, tomorrow. I think, opening day is going to be – I think there's a lot to look forward to. I think the core of the team is back. You got – Bryce coming off of a rough season, he's looked like the Bryce Harper of 2015. So if Harper is looking the way he looked, 2 years ago, Daniel Murphy's not going to look like he looked last year. I mean, that was an unreal season. That was an MVP season last year. But I think the biggest upgrade to this team, just kind of briefly, is Trey Turner. And I'll give you a hot take right now. I'll give you a Stephen A. Smith hot take. Trey Turner is going to compete for the National League MVP award this year. I think he is going to be electric, and I think he's going to steal the hearts of DC away from Bryce and Max and Strasburg and all these guys. I think he's going to be phenomenal. So I think he gives them a legitimate leadoff hitter. That's something we haven't had, a guy who hits for contact, guy gets on base. As soon as he gets on base, makes things happen. I think Adam Eaton is going to be a great center fielder, great glove, true center fielder for once.
Steve, we've always had great talent. The question wasn't who's going to play great. The question is how far does this team go? Just get to the point, baby. Is it World Series or bust?
Number one, don't rush me. Number two, okay, they're playing in a weak division. NL East sucks. So they're going to win the division. The Mets are such a paper tiger, okay? They're on paper. The pitching looks great. As soon as Syndergaard, Harvey, one of them goes down for an injury, they get on the DL, and they're not a deep team. They're not like us. So the Nats are going to win the division. They're definitely going to be in the playoffs. The problem is you got the Cubs, and the Cubs are looking like they're going to be a dynasty.
How far will the Nats make it, Steve?
It's a stupid question. It's a stupid question. I won't answer it. Okay?
Not a stupid question. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they'll win XYZ.
I'm going to come out bold, and I say we make it to the World Series. I mean, we have to. Like, you have to. The window's closing. We need to make it that far. It has to happen. We address some needs. We still need to see if our closing pitcher is good enough, but it's all or bust for us. I mean, that's
what about
the
starting
DC
pitcher? Hold on, you went to the closers. What about the starters? Are they good enough?
I mean, they should be.
Is pitching going to be the Achilles heel of this team?
No, I don't accept that, because you have a Cy Young winner in Scherzer. Look, Scherzer's hurt right now. It's okay. He's already
the season hasn't even started,
basketball.
Bro. The season hasn't even started, and we're talking about injuries.
He's coming off of an injury, and he changed his fastball. I mean, there was a question you guys were talking about, it was a couple of days ago. We were talking offline about how many superstars could change their go-to move, which is essentially what he did. He had a two-seam, two-finger fastball, changed it to a three-finger fastball, and he's still throwing 97, 96. Everybody saw the video of him striking out Tebow with three 97-mile-an-hour fastballs. So Scherzer is going to be fine. Strasburg is the one that always worries me. Strasburg is one injury away from being on the DL, missing, six or seven starts. So, Strasburg is always the question mark. But, look, you got Tanner Roark, who's awesome. Joe Ross is a young guy who looked really good last year before he got hurt. So he is developing. He's going to be even better. And I think, finally, they have a decent bullpen that's going to win, and a deep bullpen. You get Joe Blanton coming in the sixth inning. You get Sean Kelly. Coda Glover is going to be a great a middle reliever, seventh inning guy to set up Sean Kelly in the eighth and Trinan in the ninth. That's a deep bullpen. So to answer your dumb question to begin is, you know, I think they're going to contend in the playoffs, but once you get into the playoffs, everything's up for grabs. So, you know, I think they're going to compete and you know, they're going to be in the NLCS against the Cubs. How about that? But you can't beat the Cubs.
Thank
Cubs
you.
Damn
it took
right
you
now.
6 minutes. It took you, what, 15 minutes to get to that?
I'm making up for last podcast, I mean, not being here.
Yeah, well,
Steve, you
we
talked
weren't
going to
talk
about
your drinking problem, right? So, LP, do you agree with the ESPN preseason
ranking?
You talked
about the Nats for 6 minutes. You talked about the Nats for 6 minutes. I didn't hear you mention Bryce's name once. What's up with that?
Like I said, Bryce is probably the fifth most important person on this team right now. I think because of the deep bats that you have, you got Zimmerman, Worth, Murphy, Tony Two Bags, Rendon. So look, you got deep guys. Bryce is a power guy, and if
is Worth still on the team?
Playing, hey, don't sleep on Jason Worth, okay? Best beard.
I mean, I love a bearded one, but I don't know. I mean, but Bryce is beautiful.
You didn't see? He's flicking everybody off yesterday.
It wasn't the military, all right?
That's a good thing. Can we talk about the preseason ranking? Are the Nats the sixth best team in all of the majors?
Yeah. I have them as fourth best from what I'm reading. But, yeah,
okay.
I think if they stay healthy, they're just as good as anybody else.
I don't know. Six seems a little high. Six seems high.
On paper, they're a top five team. And again, it all goes back to health. It's a 162-game season. You know, a lot can happen. You know, there's always ebbs and flows. People and the thing that people need to get in D.C., okay, is you got to get excited for this team. I hope tomorrow the place is packed. I know it's a day game, opening day, but, man, I hope people really embrace this team because there's something special with these guys. There's something special about going out to a game at Navy Yard. The team is fun. They're exciting. They're young. They're so different than the team in Ashburn. They're so different than these other teams that we have here, and I think it's going to be a fun season. I'm a little upset that Trump's not going to be there tomorrow throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, man.
I mean, he's my boy and all, but, like, you got to go out and throw the first pitch or just pretend to care a little bit. I mean,
boy?
Well, you know,
sure.
If
he's
going
to save me some money
gonna,
end of year, I need to save some
gonna
tax
blame
money,
if
baby.
If he throws a horrible pitch, is he going to say that the league is rigged?
The Russians, baby. The Russians don't play baseball, left I check. There's no Russians in baseball.
So,
yeah,
Steve, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. What do you think about Zimmerman, though? Do you think he's going to get in there and make that lineup click? Do you think he's going to be able to perform for us? Or?
Look, I think
Zimmerman
is
a little washed up.
Yeah, Zimmerman is what he is, okay? He's a below-average first baseman with a very below-average arm, and he is a streaky hitter. So he used to be one of the best hitters in the game. Father Time has caught up to him. So look, I think he's going to give you some streaks of hotness where he gets on and he's batting 350, 375 for a good amount of time throughout the season. But then he's going to go on these slumps. Him and Jason Worth are the same person, except exact opposite personalities. They're the streaky hitters that they're going to, you know, be hitting 320, 340 for a 15, 20 game window. And then they're going to go another 20, 25 game window where they're hitting 200 and they can't hit anything. So that back end of the lineup, it's really going to be saved by Adam Eaton. I think he's going to be a really solid seven hitter, and he's really going to help that back end of the lineup when Worth and Zimmerman are slumping. Are you guys coming out to Nats Park anytime soon?
I'll be out there,
I think, for the last game of this series.
FPLP, what are you going to make the drive to Centerville from Centerville?
I mean, it's quite a commute. It's like a whole 30-minute metro ride, but yeah, I think I'll do it. It's worth it. There's a lot of smoke
way longer
out there. I'm gonna have to go check them out.
It's way longer than 30 minutes because I don't know if Metro actually has a schedule these days. You just kind of pray and show up.
I'm gonna go out there pretending that I'm more than a Mitsubishi. Try to get the attention of some of the.
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
It's great sound advice to all our listeners out there. Last podcast.
But can we agree? You guys go to a lot of Wizards games. Can we agree? Nats games are the best games to be at in person.
Absolutely. I mean,
Caps games are a lot of fun too.
Caps games,
United games are crazy too.
The whole Nationals ambiance, right? The whole stadium feel, everything about it from getting there to leaving is just much more enjoyable than all the other stadiums that we have. We're not even going to talk about the one in Maryland because we've heard Joe's take on that, but I'm with Steve and I agree. It's probably one of the best.
Easily. I think in-game experience, Nats is the best in-game experience by far.
Baking in the sun,
food alone,
that gets old for some of us. Just saying.
So you got that? You got
nothing
the African
better than,
skin.
Yeah, I do have the African skin.
Hey, there's nothing better than a warm beer and good food.
A warm beer. That's great too. Can I go back to the team here for just a second? There's a lot of players I don't know or I can't recognize on this team. Maybe beyond like the studs, so to speak. And that's partly because I'm new to baseball. So who should I be watching out for, I don't know, 15, 20 games into the season or 30 games into the season? Give me a name that's gonna pop up, someone that's going to come up from AAA, somebody I can keep an eye on. Like Giolito stole the show kind of last summer. He came up, he came in, he had some good outings, some bad outings, he's gone. So give me a few others, Steve, I can keep an eye on.
Well, I'll tell you something. First off, from the starters, like I said, Trey Turner is going to do things that is going to blow your mind this season. And he's going to be the most exciting player on the team. That's from the starters. Now, guys coming off the bench, they signed an outfielder, Adam Lind. Okay, he's backing up Jason Worth in left field. Jason Worth's going to get hurt. Jason Worth is not going to play 162 games. So when he gets down, when he gets on the field in left field, he's exciting. Okay, he's a better bat than Worth. He's got a lot more speed. He's going to be great. The other one is Michael A. Taylor, and he was up here last season, played a little bit of center field before Ben Revere got healthy. But Michael A. Taylor in spring training has looked amazing. And this guy just from, you know, Michael A. Taylor is Taylor Jacobs of the Nets. Okay, this guy has got all the tools. And when it comes together, he's going to be a great player. So those are two names for me is Taylor and Adam Lind. Coming up and I think the Nats have such a deep team that they won't be calling up a lot of guys from AAA and whatever. I mean, this is a team that's built to win right now. And that's what you saw in the Giolito Robles trade is look, they're ready to win now. And that's a bit of a difference from the way Rizzo's normally done it in the past, but Rizzo's contract's coming up. So he needs to win now. So this is the season.
Do you think they're going to miss
Giolito?
No. I mean, Giolito didn't look good when they brought him up last year. So, I don't think they're going to miss him this season. I think they're going to have to produce in that farm system. And, I'm in the tank for Mike Rizzo. And it's not just because we have coffee every day at Phil's Coffee. Okay, Phil's Coffee, if you're listening, we'd love a sponsor. Okay, we love you guys at the Navy Yard. I love Rizzo, and I have utmost confidence. Mike Rizzo is the anti-Bruce Allen. He's literally the anti-Bruce Allen. I know you guys love your Redskins talk.
I don't love Bruce Allen, though.
So
what
he's
is
competent.
Your confidence?
That's what you're saying?
LP's trying to get some minutes.
What is your confidence in Dusty Baker keeping the starting pitchers healthy? It's been a knock on him quite often.
No, but I love Dusty, okay? And I love Dusty, and the confidence that I have is in Mike Maddox, who's the pitching coach. Okay, and this guy came in last season. It was his first season with the staff. So he's just getting to know these guys. He's getting to know Strasburg. He's getting to know how injury-prone Strasburg is. He's getting to know what Scherzer, how long Scherzer can go. So Mike Maddox is a proven pitching coach. So he's going to manage the staff. I don't think you're going to see Scherzer and Strasburg and these guys going 7-8 innings. I think they're going to go more 5-6 innings. They got a deep bullpen. bullpen will win them some games, and you got the bats hopefully scoring a lot of runs. So I'm not worried about the staff getting hurt. But I mean, what do you guys think? You World Series or bust? Is that everybody in here? Would you be disappointed if they don't make the World Series?
I don't think I'll be disappointed, but it seems like they get to the same spot and kind of fail every year. So I'll be honest, if I see Cubs in the playoffs, if I see Giants in the playoffs, I'm not going to be real hopeful. Now, admittedly, I'm coming at baseball a lot much differently, I think, than you are in particular, Steve. Like, this is a sport that I've kind of picked up as the team has come into town. I don't really care for the Orioles. Small tangent here. I think it sucks that they do their stupid O thing during the national anthem. And word to all Nats fans, please don't do that. It's a stupid Baltimore thing. We don't need anything from Maryland. Please leave it all in Maryland.
Agreed.
So
they do it at games more.
Well, no, than Orioles games. It's an Orioles thing. It's a stupid Baltimore Orioles thing. Anyway, just to get back here, I'm learning baseball year over year. Like, there's a lot of players, there's a lot of games. You know, it's a nice thing to go like see in person. I enjoy taking my family, but I haven't really learned the ins and outs of the games. Like, I'm still definitely learning, you know, the defensive sets and all that stuff. And it's cool. Like, I'm happy to continue to learn, and I love the fact that the team is improving year over year. But it always seems like we hit the same exact roadblock, especially postseason. Every year it seems like the Mets creep up on them towards the end of the season. Every year it seems like the Giants get hot at the right time. The Cubs seem like a super team. I guess we sort of also feel like a super team right now. So I'm encouraged, but Max being out at the start of the season or not at 100% just yet, that's a little scary. Strasburg has yet, I think, to play a complete season without some type of injury forcing a shutdown. So that's a little worrisome. And frankly, like Bryce Harper, I mean, he's fun to watch. I mean, anytime he's up at the bat, there's a chance he's going, it's going to be a home run. But a part of me, like the DC curse thing always factors in. Like, I look at
Absolutely.
Him and I'm like, this guy, he's just not going to be here beyond maybe next season. So if they don't trade him this year, he won't. It's kind of like the Kirk situation. If you don't move him now, you're not going to be able to keep him next year. It's just kind of painful to even start thinking about that, especially because, like you said, the prospects for the team and for the season, I mean, they're very positive. And there's a chance here that they can get beyond where they've been in years past. So I'm encouraged, but maybe naively so, just because I'm still learning baseball. It's something that I'm like I said, I'm just kind of starting to understand. But
I'll tell you this,
studs
Joe,
on the team. Like,
I'll tell you this: if we can get past the Cubs, it's all ours. It's all ours for the taking. That's final.
Yeah, I mean,
as a DC sports fan, specifically over the past few weeks, I feel like my bar has been lowered. My expectation, or what would be success to me, is any advancement in the playoffs, other than maybe a wild card playoff. Getting to the NLCS to me would be a huge success. I mean, I'm not World Series or bust on this team. I've seen baseball over the years, and I've seen how in a series, it's not necessarily always the best team wins. It's whoever's hotter, whoever's playing better, whoever's healthier. There's so many different things. So I definitely,
I think
I'm going to tailor my expectations and not say World Series or bust, but any
the World Series or bust is
playoffs.
Coming from the World Series or bust is coming from just the windows closing on the studs on we've had such a great core nucleus for the past few years, and we've always come short, and that window's closing. So I think everyone's looking at World Series or bust for this specific team that we have before we go into a true rebuilding mode. I think that's where it's coming from. I mean, I agree with you. As a DC sports fan, you want to see like the bar is very, very low, right? Like, very low. So a solid season, top of the league in the season, all of that, we're good. But I don't know. I mean, Steve, you're the expert. What are you thinking here?
I don't know if he's an expert. Expert, this, expert, that. Come on.
He's our expert.
I live in DC. I'm an expert. I'm an expert. I live in DC.
I'll tell you. Well, Joe's not the expert.
Well, I said I'm not the expert.
Shut your mouth.
I said I wasn't the expert.
Look, the guy's salty. He's not getting his talk time this time. All right. Look, I'll tell you what. The most interesting thing.
I mean, if that's a challenge, I will just cut you off and say nothing.
Joe, if our listeners paid attention, all you do is take the solid points from Steve, repeat them with all your rambles in between, and he's dropping truth.
He's dropping truth.
Okay, let's all go solo and let's just do a little. Once upon a time, we did a little experiment. At a retreat, if I recall, where we all sat at different tables, and I crushed you guys in that game. My table filled up first because I dropped the knowledge. People love me. That's just a fact. Okay.
Also, I have a very unapproachable face.
Just because people feel bad for you, Joe. People feel bad for you, so that's why they'll come sit at your
And
table.
Joe, it doesn't, they can feel bad
and continue to listen to me.
Joe, it doesn't count if you fill your table up.
Handoff.
If you fill your table up with cows and heifers, it doesn't count, okay, Joe?
Hey. Yeah.
How many smoke shows did you have?
Uggos need love too, all right?
Look, I'll tell you what, before this falls off the rails. Look, the most interesting thing that's going to happen is next summer, Bryce Harper is still under contract for one season. He'll be coming up on his free agency. What happens at that point is going to be fascinating. I'll tell you why. Because the 2018 All-Star Game is in D.C. next. So it's not this summer, the summer after. So there's going to be a lot of eyeballs here in D.C., they're going to be looking at it. Bryce is going to be coming up on a $450 million payday. And again, this is so different from the Kirk Cousins situation. There is no salary cap in baseball. So it's not the idea of can we afford him. If we pay him, you know, X amount of dollars and we're taken away from so-and-so, it is strictly a matter of do we want to pay this guy, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's going to be fascinating. He's going to try to get every penny. Him and Scott Boras are going to try to get every penny from the learners. The learners are doing, you know, this is Joe's point about Dan Snyder's not doing well. The learners are making a killing right now, are doing so well in the Tyson's Corner real estate boom. They're making a killing, so they can afford it. The question is, do they want to invest $500 million in Bryce Harper? And that's going to be a nonstop drama next summer and going forward. So I think that's going to be the most exciting thing.
If Bryce hits it out of the park this year and the Nats do really well, is that even a question anymore?
Yeah, I mean, is anyone worth half a billion dollars? Yeah, I mean, is anyone worth $500 million? That's going to be the question that's going to answer. And
I mean,
you know, he's going to blow it out of the water.
Isn't that going to be one of the richest in baseball? Right? Or am I wrong on that?
It's the richest.
It's going to be one of the richest.
It'd be the richest. Right now, I think Miguel Cabrera has like a $300 million contract. Max Scherzer signed a 7-year, $210 million contract to come to D.C. So he is on the books for $30 million a year here. Strasburg's at – he just signed the extension for, I don't know, like $120, like $120, maybe $130. So, you know – Bryce Harper puts together an MVP season, and $400 million is not a crazy number. So it's going to be really exciting to see what the Nats do with that. If they break up a team that – you're right, like Paul said, if they go to the NLCS, you're really going to break up a team that is, you know, one series away from the World Series? No chance. So it'll be crazy to see what happens. Very different than the Kirk situation.
Back to the prospects about the Nats, I mean, looking at all the D.C. teams, has a team better than what the Nationals have with bringing in this prospect, bringing in young players who bring so much energy to the table? There's got to be the best team in D.C. when it comes to that.
Yeah, the Caps are right up there, too. I mean, if you're in the NHL and the Caps come knocking, you're answering that call or that door, whatever the analogy is that I just botched, but... Caps, I would say Caps and Nationals are definitely up there.
I have no idea what doo-doo just said. What did Paul just say? Because that your connection is doo-doo. What did you just say?
LP is just asking if, because the Nationals are such a good franchise, do we have the ability of bringing in the young prospects, the next in line studs? That's what he was trying to get at. But I mean, if you guys could see the call that we're sitting on right now, he is in a dungeon. I think his life is in danger.
Well, here we go. Tomorrow the season starts, and I don't really know what else to say. I'm excited for the season. I think eventually we're all going to make it out there. We know it's a great game day experience. Steve lives like two blocks from the park. I know he gets over there quite a bit. I'm excited.
Hey, don't give him my address. My God.
Now they got
people that are listening.
1545 Nats Park or something like that.
We don't know these crazy people who are listening. If anyone's still listening, they got to be a psycho right now.
I'll tell you what, and this is my transition. Nobody should be listening because this Wizards game is on, and we're trying some late-minute heroics right now, but I don't think it's going to work.
It would have been nice to sweep the Warriors, but I don't see it happening either.
Yeah, I mean,
what are we in the four spot?
We're in the fourth
right now. Yeah.
And if the season ends, we're playing the Bucks, and me and LP were talking about it. That's a pretty scary matchup. I mean, I think we take it, but I don't think we go into the next round as energized.
I mean, the fourth spot definitely
Here's the deal with the Wizards. Not exciting. Here's the deal with the Wizards. They were playing really well. They hit a bump in the road. They kind of almost, in a sense, clinched really early. If you look at the records against the teams that are in the playoffs,
What are you talking about? Wait, what did they clinch?
A playoff spot.
A playoff spot.
Oh,
is what he's saying.
Okay, sorry.
And they won the Southeast Division as well earlier this week. But if you look at, back to my point, look at the records that they have against the teams in the playoffs. The 3-1 against the Bucks, Atlanta, and Indy, and Chicago. 2-2 against Boston. 1-2 against Toronto and Cleveland. That's throughout the season. Do any of those teams really scare you? If the Wizards are clicking on all cylinders, do any of these teams actually scare you?
Well, no. What scares me is the inability to click. That's what scares me. Is that we're getting down to the wire and. We can't click. I mean, we're getting BS technicals against the Jazz, which should be – I mean, that's a whole other topic, and we'll let Joe go off on his tangent about that in a second. But
no, please don't.
We're falling apart. I mean, listen, Joe's going to take his tangents. He's going to take – I can see him foaming at the teeth right now just trying to get it. But we're falling apart when we shouldn't be. I mean, health isn't really the issue. I don't think it's coaching, so – It could be the schedule or what, but...
Hold on. It's self-inflicted falling apart. The Wizards are letting these games get to them. John Wall is letting his anger get to him. He's got the technicals racked up. Markieff Morris, I mean, look at his reaction when fouls are called on him. Marcin Gortat pretty much complains about every foul that is ever called against the Wizards. These are all self-inflicted pains, and I think these are self-inflicted just because the Wizards are kind of waiting around for the playoffs. They missed the playoffs last year. Markieff Morris said it earlier this week. He said he's just ready for the playoffs to start. The dude's never been in the playoffs before. This is his first playoff.
So are you saying we're just coasting right now?
I'll give you gentleman's bet. I'll give you $1 if you could spell his name.
Which one?
Markieff Morris?
Yes.
Morris.
Give him $1.
so clever. Okay, but let me just say something here real quick. I think you guys are looking at this all wrong, as usual. Which team wants to face the Wizards? That's the question. The Wizards, we've already – I mean, you already rattled off a whole bunch
of – all of them.
3-1
all
against
of them.
3-1. 3-1 against the Bucks. 3-1 against Atlanta. 3-1 against Indy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the Wizards – who wants to face the Wizards? Because as you said, right now – they're not playing the best ball. I don't think they're going to pull out this win tonight against the Warriors. That's okay. But they've shown time and time again that this team, when they want to play and when they are playing at the top of their game, they can beat anybody. It took a crazy pirouette, out-of-bounds three-point shot at the buzzer from Cleveland about a month ago now to keep from LeBron to keep the Cavs in that game. It took – I mean, look at the heroics. It took the referees in Utah to basically get us to help the Jazz win the other night. Like, the Wizards can play. I'm not – I would like
Joe.
To see that them go
point.
In.
Joe,
I would like
exactly
to,
my
no,
point.
No, no, hold on, hold on. I want
Joe,
to see them
Joe,
go
no,
in
Joe,
as
you
a two
hold on,
no, I'm not going to hold on. You guys are looking at it wrong. Nobody wants to face the Wizards. Who wants to play the Wizards? Who wants to go up against John Wall? Nobody. Nobody. So
that was my
the
point,
top
Joe.
Three seeds
that
want to face
point.
Us. No, the top three seeds definitely want to face us.
I'm pretty
How
sure John doesn't want to face us.
Joe, is there a statute of limitations on how long you can reference that pirouette shot from LeBron James? It was one game. My goodness. Okay, the Wizards played well. So what? My point, which I've been making for three podcasts now, which you guys seem to gloss over, is they have peaked too soon. I don't know why it's such a difficult concept. They were running on all cylinders very, very, recently, and they came back down to earth, and now this is their team.
I don't
keep
buy that,
from making
Steve.
The point.
I don't
Maybe
that.
This is.
Yeah, why? Steve, you're wrong on this. You're wrong on this.
I'll tell you what.
No,
the
here,
one thing
the
that makes
why
me
I
think.
Don't buy it. Let me speak.
Go ahead, LP.
Why I don't buy that. The reason.
Tuning
is,
out.
As a team, you can play hard, right? You can be good. You can beat teams, right? And then it's not all of a sudden, I suck and I don't know how to play basketball. You don't forget how to play the game. You have the ability to do that. You just have to harness that ability, harness that energy, that hustle, and just put it all on the court. And that is what happens in the playoffs. So that's why I don't
Paul,
think
good.
To peak too early.
Paul, good
you,
job, coach.
Paul, LP, Bumper you sound like Samuel
machine.
L. Jackson. And what is that movie? What is that movie, Joe?
Coach Carter.
Carter.
Just
Coach
come inside,
Carter.
Man. Just come inside.
Bumper sticker LP with the sound advice. I'll tell you what. This is what the one thing that changes my mind is it's just the playoff format, right? So if you put the Wizards, and I guess this is what kind of Joe was talking about. If you put the Wizards in a multi-game series against any of those teams, sure, maybe we'll drop one out of just inability to play, we'll just come out cold and flat. But I think now that I'm thinking back on it, I kind of agree with Joe that if you put us in a multi-game series, Joe's freaking out right now that I agree with
him. Of course
he's freaking out right now. But no.
You know who's not shocked? I'm not shocked because I'm right.
First of all, you didn't prove the point that I just proved. You kind of said it without actually saying it, but –
Thank you.
A multi-game
Thank you. So,
series, I think the Wizards are a very scary team. That's absolutely true because you come out cold, you come out flat. I mean, look, if we go in game one of playoffs and Otto doesn't hit any of his corner threes or John Wall can't get that jumper off that he's hot or cold with, I guarantee you the next game they're going to come out and they're going to get it.
Okay, is there a coach right now in the Eastern Conference that you would rather have over Brooks, over Scotty, right now?
No,
no
I
there
like
isn't.
Scotty.
No, there isn't. Is there a point
no
guard?
Chance.
A point guard. Just take a second to think about this. Is there a point guard you'd rather have over John Wall
yes.
right now?
Yes.
In
Who?
The
yes.
East.
In the East.
In the East.
Yes.
No
Who?
Way. John Wall.
I know you're going to – yeah, go ahead and say it, Steve, and then we can mock you. Please go ahead.
I mean, there's multiple people, so you'd have to wait a second
Go
so
ahead.
I can say all of the names.
Go ahead. I'm ready. Go ahead. You're gonna have multiple. You're gonna take multiple. You're gonna take multiple point guards over John Wall.
Yeah,
you're
I'm gonna
take Kyrie
take
Irving.
A,
you're gonna take Kyrie Irving. No defense,
yeah,
Kyrie
I'm,
Irving over John Wall.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a proven person who's done it in the playoffs, who's basically won a championship for his team, who is more clutch
oh, you're
than
right.
John Wall
he
will
did
ever
score,
be.
He scored all the points in the last three games. You're right. He did do. He scored. Yeah. You're right. He put them on his back and carried
Should
them.
Should we check
the
stats?
He did. He did.
Stats?
Can we check?
Did we check season stats?
Look,
no,
he doesn't even
check.
Believe in himself
no,
right
no,
now. He's sitting
no,
out
no,
there after games shooting shots. He doesn't even believe in himself right now.
No, let's check game 5, 6, and 7 of the finals last season just to prove Joe's point completely
How did they get to games 5, 6, and 7, Steve? And what happened in the two series leading up to it? I'm saying right now, based on how he's playing, you'd be crazy to take Kyrie Irving over John Wall.
I would take a proven leader who can win in the playoffs, like Kyrie, who can hit the clutch shot when he needs to. I would take Isaiah Thomas in a heartbeat over John Wall.
No, yeah, I don't know what you're watching. There's no way, man. There's no way. And there's a little extra nugget here for you. So the unsung hero or unsung villain on this team right now is to me it's Jennings. Brandon Jennings has got Just hear me out. When he comes in and plays well and actually can spell John and maybe cover Beal a little bit, the team looks much different. Against Utah, he took zero shots. He made zero shots of zero shots attempted in 14 minutes. At LA, at the Clippers, took two shots, missed both. At the Lakers, took two shots, missed both. At Cleveland, two shots, missed both. No, but my point is, if you go back just a week ago, if you go back to three, I don't know if they played, when was it that they played, I don't have the schedule in front of me. Whenever they played Brooklyn, he played 21 minutes when 6 of 10 ran the offense. That was a big W.
Brooklyn.
He scored but the point is he came in and he spelled John for more than an entire quarter of action on the whole. That's incredible. And that's what needs to happen. He needs to come in. He needs to run the offense. He needs to push the ball. He's got to push the tempo. He's got to get into the lane. He's got to play the way John Wall does and give the guy a chance to take a break.
Hand off to LP. Wait. LP, one thing, and then I'll give you a chance. I just figured out Joe's recipe, and it's take the most asinine, ridiculous statement and try to get a 10-minute blurb out and just go off on it. There's no way, if you're watching this team all season since we've gotten Jennings, that he is the unsung hero. And I'll let LP take it right now because he's about to drop the hammer on you.
If he comes in and plays, if he comes in and spells Wall and Beal, if he comes in and gives them 15 minutes of quality ball handling, pass distribution, whatever, run the offense, those guys get to rest. They win the game. They win games.
Light him up right here. LP, light him up.
Joe, here's the thing that you're misunderstanding.
Please light me up. Give me the fire.
Maybe you haven't watched the playoffs since last year and you've forgotten, but don't forget, in the playoffs, rotations get a little bit smaller. Jennings isn't going to play 14 minutes in the playoffs. He's probably going to get knocked down to 10, maybe 7 to 10 minutes. So while I agree he can be an unsung hero in this, it's not him. It's got to be a starter. And to me, that's Otto Porter. Otto Porter has kind of come back to his 2014, 2015 playoff run where he was just hitting the shots. The Wizards are going to go as far as Bradley Beal, John Wall take them with the help of the three starters. It's not going to be the bench. If it's the bench, it's got to be someone like Bo Buckets. But
Bo Buckets, I think you guys are sleeping on Jennings. They can't. You can't ask Wall to play 48 minutes of every game. You just can't do it.
You can ask him to play 40 minutes in the playoffs because that's what he's going to want to do anyways.
Okay, so who's going to spell him for those 8 minutes?
Jennings. I'm not saying that
really?
He's not going to play.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Is he going to be a game changer for 8 minutes a game? Is he going to be a game changer for 8 minutes a game?
He doesn't have to be a game changer. But he can't take zero
shots. He's an unsung hero. You can't be an unsung hero and not a game changer.
I didn't say he's going to be anything. I said if he comes in and continues to go 0 for 0, if he attempts zero shots, then they might as well put you out on the court just to dribble,
so
take backcourt violations, and run away.
So then he's not an unsung hero.
Okay, rewind the tape. We need a producer. We need somebody who can actually go back and hear what I
said.
We do need an intern. Yes, and we'll get into criteria later on. But this team has to have backup point guard.
I agree, sure. But this team will go as far in the playoffs as John Wall and Bradley Beal can take them. End of story. Those are the stars. In the playoffs, stars got to be stars. John Wall's got to carry
every team in the league. How is that? Of course. Of course. Nobody – I don't – who's going to disagree with you? The Cavaliers are only going to go as far as LeBron.
You are, because
James,
you just said Brandon
them.
Jennings is going to be the unsung hero. You are disagreeing with me. Rewind the tape. What do you say about Brandon Jennings?
We
what
have
you
no
be?
Tape.
How do I rewind the tape? How do I
rewind
the tape?
It's not 1994.
Oh, you know,
we
I saw this thing today. I saw this thing on YouTube today. They were giving 12-year-old kids Walkmans. And they were like, do you know what this is? And not a single one knew what a Walkman was. They didn't know what a cassette was. I felt so old for those 15
You
seconds.
Are old.
Yeah, you're pretty
you're
old.
Very old.
I am pretty old. Well, so I'm old enough to know. Hold on. I'm old enough to know that the Wizards winning a division title is a big deal. And I'm surprised we still haven't gotten to that. That's a big deal. That's something that hasn't happened here in my lifetime. I mean,
it's
legitimately
a big
in
deal.
My lifetime.
We just won the division title last week.
It's a big deal to us, but to everyone outside of Washington, nobody cares because division titles mean crap in the NBA right now. It means nothing.
I think we get a little guys, flag thing, I think, to hang in the rafters, right? I think so.
Yes, absolutely. It's a big deal for this team. This team hasn't done this stuff since the 70s.
Next, next to the Wes Unseld jersey and the thank you Ernie Grunfeld banner.
Guys, listen to me. Go on Twitter and type in hashtag Radio Party. You will find the most excited fans about this team. This team has potential. It's just got to happen. I mean, it hasn't happened in a long time. We're due. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals or to the championship, but we're due to do something good. And I think this is the chance. This is the time.
Back up. Deepath, what's going on?
Coach Carter. Coach Carter.
LP, how's the female contingent on the Radio Party? What are we looking at?
I would say zero.
The sausage fest.
The division title is a big deal. You guys don't seem to care, but it's a big deal.
No,
and even
not,
John
no,
Wall said
not,
after. It is a big
so.
Deal.
It's
it is a big deal because it shows – it shows that this team is moving in the right direction. Well, a couple weeks ago we talked about who's most likely to break this curse. It's the Washington Wizards. It's the Washington Wizards.
Guys, to use an analogy that we used on the last podcast, the Wizards were not even a Suzuki with three wheels and no air conditioning. The Wizards were not even a Suzuki. They're now probably a
Honda Accord.
A Honda Accord, maybe a Toyota Avalon.
Stop killing our sponsors. These are all sponsor potentials.
Yes, because we'll get sponsored by Honda.
Look, Joe, you know who the division title is a big deal for? Losers. That's who it's a big deal for. It's people that celebrate, participation awards and things like that. Okay.
Exactly. It means nothing outside of Washington. It means nothing. If it still had a...
What about
it should mean
East?
Something. Why does it
what
mean nothing? I mean,
no.
Yeah,
well, when I say it means nothing,
they still have
it
a shot
nothing
to finish in the second as the second best team in the Eastern Conference. Maybe even the first.
This
want,
team
I'm
started 2-8.
Listen,
this team started 2-8. This team is trashed.
I'm saying it means nothing. Literally. It holds zero value to playoff seeding, and that got changed, what, two seasons ago? It's literally just a giant congratulations banner we're hanging up.
Good
it
point.
Means nothing is what I'm telling
but
you.
But we've yeah, never had one.
Congratulations to the fans inside the phone booth. You get to look at a new banner. Congratulations, our team is trending upwards. Congratulations, we won what the – whatever division, the Eastern, Southeast, whatever BS division against other garbage teams. The point is, it means nothing in
it
the
means
scope
we're better
of the
than
NBA.
Four other teams in the Eastern Conference. It means we're
so,
a good team.
Yeah.
It means that we are a horrible team at 2-8. We came back. Scottie Brooks has got to be in the running for Coach of the Year. John Wall is playing at MVP level. Bradley Beal is playing as a comeback player of the year level. I mean, this team is trending up, and you guys are completely sleeping on it. And You know,
I'm not
you guys can go,
I'm saying,
go be Redskins fans and live in misery for the rest of your life. But
I'm saying a division title. I'm saying a division title means nothing. All that stuff can be summarized by saying we're fourth seed in the playoffs right now, the same exact way. It's the same thing. If you're
but
like,
here's
hey,
the problem. But here's
we're
the problem.
In the fourth spot, you can say all those things okay. got us to the fourth spot. The division title really holds no value, is what I'm trying to say. I don't understand why both of you are so thirsty for a flag to be hung up in the phone booth. You're like, woo,
how many flags does our DC
yeah, are
team
you
an, have? We don't have.
Are you
flags.
An idiot? We haven't won this in 38 years. That's a big effing deal. That's a big deal. I mean, maybe I don't know what's wrong with you here. This is a big deal. The fact that the Wizards are in the top half of the Eastern Conference is a big deal. The fact that
yes,
we may win 50 games. We might win 50 games. Something that the Spurs do that has done for 20 years in a row, we might do for the first time ever. And you're doing, oh, it's nice.
You.
It's participation.
What I'm saying
it's
is
another piece of cake. Blah, blah,
what
blah.
What I'm saying
no,
is
this is a big
you guys,
deal. This is a
you guys
big,
are letting the curse,
big deal.
You guys are letting the curse sit inside of you for so long that it's riding you out that you guys don't care that we won a division title.
What I'm saying
the
is the
does
win
not live
loss
inside of me.
The
you
win loss
record. 50 wins is a big deal. Top four,
the
top three, top
record.
Two in the East is a big deal.
Joe,
the division
Joe,
title
Joe.
Is a
oh,
big
hold,
deal.
Hold on, Joe.
The
Joe
only,
hold on,
John Wall.
Hold
John
on.
Wall having.
Joe,
listen,
you
John
hold
Wall,
on, Joe.
If no, I'm not going to hold on. If Westbrook and Harden didn't exist, Wall would have. I mean, he would be a front runner for MVP because he's taken a team that
the
has perennially
is, no,
year
true.
After
that's
year. No, of course it is. Because
absolutely
there's no
is true.
The expectations here were for the Wizards maybe to make the playoffs as a 7 or 8. They started 2-8, and now they won the division.
They moved
and they
up
have
three
a shot.
Seeds. That's very good.
Look, do you understand what I'm saying?
It is very good.
Guaranteed
it is very good.
Home series.
All talk over each other.
Guaranteed.
Hey,
when does that happen?
Listen.
The only problem with the Wizards is Ernie Grunfeld, and I can give you a few reasons as to why.
Joe,
Paul not is wrapping up, Joe.
Listen, I'm trying
to
wrap up.
Gave
this
those.
Point. So all
he
the
is
points
so bad.
You guys,
Grunfeld is so
all
bad.
All the points that LP and
not as
Joe
as
just made have nothing to do with the Southeast Division. Win loss record, good. Players, good. Coaching, good. All of that good. Playoff seeding, good. The Southeast Division just shows that we're better than the Hawks, Heat, Hornets, and Magic. Really, how impressive are you that we're better than the Hornets and the Magic? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes,
we
it is amazing that we have East. One. It is amazing that we won the Southeast Division. The Southeast Division in the NBA is trash. Okay? When LeBron was in Miami and then we won the Southeast Division, cool. Huge deal. LeBron's not in Miami anymore. We beat the Hawks, Heat, Hornets, and Magic. It's awesome, but really, come on.
Look, FP's the only one. FP's the only one dropping knowledge here. So
all I'm saying is we don't win much. We won something. Let's be happy. Let's celebrate.
You're an idiot.
We're all happy. LP, like, don't we all sound happy? Okay, doesn't it sound like four happy men, okay? Look, I'll tell you what, though. Here's the bottom
next
line.
Next podcast I'm drinking.
I hope the three of you can agree with me, and I hope the two of you boneheads that are saying this is a big deal can agree with me. This means nothing if they are eliminated in round one. True or false?
They won't be eliminated in round one.
That's
negative.
Not
they won't
my
be,
question.
But true. They won't be,
they're gonna,
but true.
They're going to beat the Spurs in the finals.
Yeah, okay. Somebody just spit out his drink while he was...
I literally just...
I've been saying it for the better part of a month and a half. They're going to make the finals. They're going to make the finals. They're the best team in the Eastern Conference.
They're
the best
to be
team
money,
in the Eastern Conference.
Joe. You got to put money on this. You can't just...
Open the
make
book of bets.
This statement.
Book
get
of
the
book
bet,
of the bets.
We have the book of bets. I went Eastern Conference Finals losing to the Cavs. Joe, you went winning the... Winning
what's
the,
Bovado got the Wizards... What's the line on? What's Bovado's line on the Wizards winning? We got to do a little hit here on sports betting. I would take that. I mean, what are the odds there? I'm gonna look them up
it's
right
probably
now.
Probably plus 220.
Wizards Bovado. I still like him. I guess you don't. I mean, Steve, you got him losing in the first round apparently because whatever.
I don't know how good Milwaukee is, but definitely losing in the second round.
Anyway, so based on matchup or just because?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Who would we? If
you're
the
wrong.
Season ended right
you're
now,
always wrong.
If the season ended right now, we play the Bucks. The second round would be the winner of Toronto Atlanta. Is that what it's going to be? Or are we playing the winner of Cleveland Chicago? I'm saying if it ended right now.
If it ended right now and all the top four teams won, we would play the number one seed, which would be Boston.
Yeah, you'd play the Celtics.
Okay.
But how often does the top four teams win in it in the first round?
Very possible this year. I mean, it's very possible that we beat Milwaukee, Toronto beats Atlanta, Cleveland beats Chicago, and the Celtics beat Miami. That's highly likely.
Toronto is very suspect. I mean, they're Canadian.
If Atlanta.
But we have listeners in Canada.
That's a wonderful insight. Thank you so much. The Wizards are plus 3,300. Plus 3,300 to win the championship.
Where did that come from?
I looked it up. I looked it up on Bovada. It's clear. It's plus 3,300. Yeah, I would take that bet.
It is plus 3,300.
Come on. That's a crazy bet. But that's fantastic.
All right. So let's all throw down money.
Guys, you have to caveat.
Let's get a pool with our listeners to throw down some money.
You have to say if betting was legal.
Well, no. All of our listeners are in Vegas.
It doesn't matter it matters where we are.
Guys, are we going to talk about the Raiders going to Vegas? Are we going to talk? Are we getting into some NFL stuff here?
No,
are we going to get into Bruce Allen?
No,
we got to talk. We got to talk a little Skins, baby. When are we going to talk Skins?
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
I got a lot to say.
Look, let's wrap up this edition. We'll come on again soon. We'll talk Skins. We'll talk Valor. Valor got their opening night this Friday, so we'll talk. It'll be an all-football podcast.
All right, so we got the Nats starting tomorrow. Nats, hold on, real quick, Nats question. Let's go LP first. Do the Nats win the World Series, yes or no?
No.
FP.
If you beat the Cubs, then yes.
Stevie.
I mean, since we're not putting it in the book of bets, I'll go yes.
Okay, I like it.
This
Me
is
too.
Going in the
They're
book of bets.
They're going to win.
How about
They're
going
to
win. We have three yes and one no. I'm the only no.
Come on. How about let's go UNC Gonzaga tomorrow night, 9:21.
I'm going Gonzaga.
UNC, baby.
This is the volleyball match?
Yeah. You know, while you were busy watching these blowout NBA games.
Sucks. College basketball is the worst. Hey, you know what? It's trash. It's a trash product. It's a trash system. One and done.
Listen,
destroyed college basketball. It's garbage.
I tried to watch the soccer games that UNLP were so adamant and hyped about. I fell asleep. I'll tell you what. Sweet 16 till now, March Madness got a lot better. I'll say that.
Can you name four players on any team?
No.
Okay,
I can't.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not so good.
What
I'm a connoisseur.
What does that have to do with anything?
So good. It speaks to my point that there's nothing to build on. It's
okay,
just,
okay.
It's just right, fanboys. Right.
Name four players on the Milwaukee Bucks.
The Greek Freak. Jason Kidd's the coach. Michael Redd shooting three-pointers. Right? Ray Allen dunking on people. Ray Allen dunking on people. Come on, baby.
That is the five speed. Okay, we're talking about the five speed.
What are you talking about?
No,
what are you talking about, baby? Jabari. Listen, man. First of all, Beasley, everybody forgets Michael Beasley still exists. He's on that team. Jabari Parker's on that team. There's that dude that his name sounds like Thor, but it's not, and I can never remember it. Thon Maker. And then your boy, the Great White Hope point guard. The one that you would have over John Wall, right? Matthew Dellavedova. The guy that's killing it, right? Blah, blah, blah.
He's a champion.
Yeah, well, he is a champion. Right now he's a champion of the five seed. So, there's no comparison here. There's no comparison. College basketball is the pits. It sucks. LP, where can they find all of our stuff?
Let's go on Twitter at Defeat the Curse, on Instagram at Defeating the Curse, and check out our blog with our new page for all our podcasts in one spot at DefeatingTheCurse.com.
All right. We outie.